Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Sponsored by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, J.S. Johnson, Marco's Pizza, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Ross Electric Motors, and Season of Love.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and welcome to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. All right, today we got to talk about a couple of things. Listen to that junk in the music before the show. Sounds sweet. We're going to... who's going to junk? Just me? It's been not junk and hasn't been for a couple of years. I'm too old enough. I don't got to carry him. Around in my arms, and so we're all gonna go to Junkanoo. It's gonna be fun. I've got went to a live yesterday, got the tickets paid in cash. They're going fast. There's nothing left in Rawson Square, nothing left in Parliament Square, nothing left in front of Scotiabank. There's nothing left in front of First Caribbean. I'm gonna be near Pandora, in front of it's Pandora. In front of Pandora. That's where I'm going. At least they had something, they had one thing in like Rawson Square, but it was like the 30th row. And I was like, I'm not climbing up 30 rows of bleachers. That's not going to happen. But get your tickets. They're going fast. All right. They're a little outside of Rawson Square. They're $40. And there's VAT on Junkanoo tickets, which is seems just like a sin to me. All right, let's talk about what's going on. So apparently, this whole time we were told like the price control thing was happening. It wasn't. And the grocers, they're not doing what they're supposed. They're not actually abiding by the price control regulations. So you don't gotta follow the law no more. How do we just ignore the laws when you're a business licensed by the government? Business owners, I don't agree with the price control measures, but I give y'all wrong for that. All right, you can't just not abide by the law. All right, we got to set example for the criminally minded out there who thinks that the law only applies to certain folk and not them, and that since the rich people or the business community, well, I think everybody who ain't them is rich. Y'all got to set an example. Y'all got to abide by law. All right, that's how it works. You don't just get to pick and choose which laws you follow. And it's up to us to make sure that the government passes sensible laws. And you got to abide by the law. And government, this may be a novel concept for those who work in government and perhaps those who govern, but there's no point in passing a law if you have no mechanism in place that will enforce it. And I say no mechanism being fully aware there's a price control department. But the fact that they're not functional in that you have not been doing your job, it leads me to believe that you have no purpose other than to siphon off government funds. Because if you're the price control department and you're not checking prices, what is it that you do? Maybe I'm unaware. There's some other that you do. Speaking of following the law, I'll segue here.
Oh, I love it here. I love it here. Okay, so Department of Inland Revenue, you sent a bill to my Gmail for a person who is not me for real property tax. So I'm not even going to say, I'm not going to talk all your business, but my name is Juan Carlos McCartney. This bill says McCartney Carlos. Lord God Almighty. You just sent me someone's personal information. You're the government. So you sent me a bill for someone named McCartney Carlos. I'm not going to say where it is. And I'm not going to lie. If I'm this person, I'm a home that's worth nearly $1 million, according to the government. I'd love to have a $1 million home. I would not love to be to owe this amount of real property tax. So here's what, and I don't know who this person is. I'm not going to say where you live, but your property is valued at $954,000. $954,680. I have no idea who you are. You're a McCartney. So 99% chance that you're a good, upstanding Christian, and you have every intention of paying this bill. You just haven't gotten the bill, because they're sending it to somewhere else, but you do realize you have to pay real property tax. They said the land's worth $200 and the improvements on the property is $750. Y'all are living out here. I'm gotta reevaluate my stuff. This says land $199,500, owner occupied, tax district, New Providence. Land $199,500, improvements $755,180. How the government can determine that, I have no idea. Total $954,680. Exemption $300,000. Taxable $654,680. Let me get another brief segue here. You see what just happened there? So you're exempt from real property tax up to $300,000. So Travis Cartwright, Carol, editor of The Guardian, he says they sent him someone else's bill too. So y'all are just shooting out bills? Yes, is this AI or something that did that? Another segue, $300,000, you see that? And so taxable, $654,680. So riddle me this. Riddle me this. How come BPL, when I pass the $400 exemption threshold, is charging me VAT on all of the bill? We can talk today, right? So how did government have different practices? So BPL is a state agency. How is it legal for there to be a $400 exemption, but yet when I pass $400, y'all charge me VAT on the entirety of the bill? I got a problem with that. It ain't that much money, right? It's $40-$50, but it's my money. I got a problem with that. That's how it should work. You should tax me on everything above the exempted threshold. Anyway, land $199,500. Improvement $755,180. Again, how y'all know that? I don't know. Total $950,000. Congratulations, you got a $1 million. Oh, I'm get there. Don't worry about that. Exemption $300,000. Taxable $654,680. Okay. So tier one, you're taxed $200,000 at 0.00625%. Tier two, your tax, because everything over up to 200,000 taxable is at 0.00625%, which is $1,250. The next tier over that is $454,680, which is at 0.01. Okay? And that's 4,500 $5,746.80. Total taxable amount, $5,796.80. Current tax amount, $5,796.80. Accumulated arrears, C4. What's four? Oh, four is how you got to pay. Okay. So, fours for those are, ooh, you got it. Ooh, check this out. Accumulated arrears, C4, CSEE4, $12,884.81. Current surcharge, $101.78. Previous surcharge, $705.19. No discount, no rebate. Total due, $19,488.58. My belly will drop if someone tells me I owe them 20 grand. If you know me, I owe you 6 grand on real property tax. I got a problem with that. 20 grand, you owe the Department of Inland Revenue $20,000, bruv. They're going to start coming to collect. So number four says, okay, so here's it. One, here's what the charges are. So one, if the owner so elects, the tax payable for the current year may be paid in four equal quarterly installments of $1,449.20. Two, any objections to this notice of assessment must be lodged with the chief valuation officer on or before the 31st of March, 2023. Three, payments reflected only up to 4th of November, 2022. Four, a 5% statutory surcharge will be added if accumulated arrears are not paid by 31st of December, 2022. A 10% discount on the current tax will be applied when the total due at time of payment is paid in full on or before 31st of March, 2023. So right now you get about $600 knockoff this if you pay this up. Pay it now. The rest you got, and you if you go pay the whole thing, if you talk to somebody, they might take these surcharges off. Might. You might could get a break about about $1,400. You might get about $1,400 off this. Yeah. Might. That'll put you about 18 grand. Ugh, goodness. I'm so sorry. So sorry for you. Anyway, I have no idea who this is. Real Property, Department of Inland Revenue. You sent it to me, so I'm just assuming that you don't care whose personal information you shoot out there. So I just shared this person's information. I won't say where they live or anything like that or what the number is. I just said the name so that maybe you could understand someone sent it to me. And how do y'all even get my Gmail? I'm registered with the Department of Inland Revenue. I don't understand it. Anyway, you can pay at the Royal Bank of Canada. Main branch, okay? At any time, pay that. I think they value my property less than it's actually appraised at. But anyway, whatever. I ain't trying to pay all extra money. Okay. So we don't got to follow the rules no more, is what I'm understanding. And government don't have to enforce the rules no more. So we just say stuff and act like we're going to actually do stuff. And nobody does it. Does that sound like the Bahamas? Here's what the Bahamas sounds like, right? Here's the Bahamas. All right. There seems to be a problem. Let me figure out how I'm going to deal with it. All right, now I'm going to deal with the problem in a way not that I just can deal with and only me dealing with it, okay, but only government dealing with it. But I'm going to do it so that I'm going to drag these industries into it and make it a painful process because I think that's the best way to do it. Fine. You're governing. You think that's the way to handle it. I don't agree, but okay. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to drag the grocers and the pharmacies into it. Okay, so I dragged the grocers and the pharmacies into it. I didn't consult with them. I clearly don't understand the margins. And I'm not saying that because I'm saying y'all don't know what y'all are doing. Even I'm saying that because after y'all met with them, y'all said, well, give us a proposal. Okay? So you tell them, give you a proposal. You don't actually, they give you a proposal. You don't respond. You put the laws in place. They're laws now. They're not suggestions. It's the law. It's not a proposal the government has. It's the law. Okay? It's gazetted. It's law. So we put laws in place. I'm the grocery association. I'm just going to ignore it. Right? I'm the government. I'm just going to go, yeah, sure, they're complying. Okay? Hey, price control department, are they in compliance with price control? Price control department, I imagine they had the phones routed to each and they're enjoying a conch salad. Yeah, man. Yeah. They're following the price control new guy. For lettuce, you know, and you know, I married a beautiful woman, and so she's not gonna be making salads with iceberg around here, all right? Not my pretty wife. We're gonna need romaine, son. But it ain't gonna be no $18. I was in the store. And I got the lettuce because, you know, you pick up lettuce and you don't be tripping. Like, it's lettuce, right? I pick up the lettuce. I put it on. The bill $17.99 for one package of romaine hearts. I said, man, take that off my bill. And you know what I said at the time? This was a couple of weeks ago. I said, I thought Brave tell y'all, y'all can't be charging all this for the lettuce. Apparently, there was a total system collapse and there was no price control. Now I get where the grocery association is coming from. I do. And I don't want the price control thing to cause things. That's why I didn't think it was the best way for the government to do it. If you can't afford to feed yourself, if you that desperate, you just got to make different choices is what it is, right? And if you really can't afford food, then the government need to step in. And here, and you're, some of you are going to be mad about this because you this is how you operate in life. Get mad at the things people say, not what other people do. If you have a problem feeding yourself on a daily basis, there is a systemic issue going on in your life. And we need to put you on a path to rectifying that. And that's what the RISE program and all this was about. That's not normal. Now, if you're a child and you can't feed yourself, that's fine. If you're an adult and you can't feed yourself on a daily basis, something's going on that's wrong. Right? And my estimation, the government should have stepped in to help people to be able to feed themselves. As far as the grocery store, I'm making choices, Papa. All right. And I can afford $18 romaine lettuce. But I'm choosing not to do that. All right. Not I. I just tell my wife there's no lettuce. She's going to hear this now and know. So she goes and gets, she's like, they had lettuce there. I was like, I guess they took it out of the back when I left. I don't know. So there's a total collapse of the system. That sounds like the Bahamas, right? I'm going to make an issue. I see an issue. I'm going to solve it by dragging others into it. And the others are going to say, well, we don't agree. And I'm going to say, I don't care what you're talking about. I'm the lawmaker. I'm going to change the law. The people I drag into it aren't going to abide by the law. I'm not going to go check up to see that they're obeying the law. And we're just going to leave everything as it is. Now they say they sent price control people. So price control involved. We had to write a story about that for you to go do that. That they changed the price control index wasn't the cue for you to go start checking. Says nobody can afford $18 romaine. Red cabbage. I'm exploring alternatives. I don't do spinach because too many people get death from spinach. People are dying. You know, when they, I guess it's like salmonella or whatever. I'm like, hey, you ain't got to tell me too many people die doing too many things for me to stop doing it. All right. So you ain't got to tell me 10 times people die from eating spam. Oh, okay. Then let's not do that. I'll not do that. You ain't got to tell me, oh, people die in helicopter crash. Great. Not going to be doing helicopter rides. Perfect. Now I know what not to do. Just tell me people are dying doing it, and I'll be, I know not to do that. I know not, right? You ain't gonna tell me too many people overdosed on crack before I go, you know what? Maybe I don't want crack. So that's where we are. That's the Bahamas. We made a rule. Nobody checked on it. Nobody abided by it. And what's gonna happen? Are you gonna find the stores now? The stores are gonna do, they're gonna close now? And the fact of the matter is this, and you know, we're facetious, but I'm gonna read an article for you. We're gonna go to break in a minute. I'm gonna read an article for you when we come back. The fact of the matter is, there's nothing you can do. Not if you're importing the food. What we should have done, and we'll talk about this, we should have took advantage of the pandemic to really promote community gardens, backyard farming. It don't take that long for produce to grow. We could have grown some by now, right? We could have started in summer. And had quite a bit by now. We don't have local chicken, right? Past the organic chicken. We don't have any of that. Let's do it. You know, let's use that instead of going, we're going to mess with price control because you can't control it because it's coming from elsewhere. You know, it's coming from elsewhere that we have, we can't control it. Okay? Everywhere. All right. I know y'all blame a lot on the war in Ukraine, but the war in Ukraine is really starting to impact. It has been and then starting to impact these things. So you can't, the way to deal with the inflation, in my humble opinion, is not through price control. All right. There are other methods to it. All right. I'm going to read to you what's going on with the thing, because we're going to talk about lettuce, because there are bellwethers in society. An $18 romaine lettuce is a bellwether, okay? And it's lunacy, okay? Lunacy. All right, let's take that break, and we'll be back, and then we'll get some of your text messages, etc. Stay tuned.
Breakfast just got better at Wendy's. Introducing the Breakfast Biggie Bag. Enjoy a double sausage muffin with two square sausage patties, a freshly cracked egg, and cheese served on a toasted English muffin, a medium waffle fries, and an orange juice for only $5.25, fat inclusive. Add an apple pie for just $1 more.
Say what?
At Wendy's, better breakfast is all day. Offers valid in participating locations. Wendy's, different inside and out.
Your way.
Double shot decaf cappuccino.
Light roast Colombian no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call, 67764 in Nassau, or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations, or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. Okay. So does that one know where they get the values from? I don't know. Someone just ride around. That house looks like it's worth XYZ. Pretty good. They've explained it to me, but I still don't get how you can know. You know? Okay. Oh, the junkyard tickets are, they send you on, they're online. I don't see any text here. Anyway. Let me read this story for you. This is today's Nassau Guardian. All right. Grocers say soaring produce prices unavoidable. Because, see, all you're going to do is end up with this fight with these grocery people. And it's just going to get messy. I think there are other ways to address this. But anyway. The imported lettuce has increased tremendously in the past few months from about $5 to $6 for a three-head pack of romaine lettuce to now $10.99 for the same product. No, man, it's more. Oh, let me read it. Okay, it says, despite, this is by the lovely Paige McCartney, says, despite recently implemented temporary price control adjustments, the cost of some produce in grocery stores more than doubled from just a few months ago. In particular, the price of imported lettuce has increased tremendously in the past few months, from about between $5 to $6 for a three-head pack of romaine lettuce to now $10.99 for the same product. In some stores, an organic pack of three heads of lettuce costs roughly $17.99, all before value-added tax. The usually more affordable iceberg lettuce has also doubled in price, from roughly $3 per head to now $5 to $6 per head in some grocery stores. Retail Grocers Association President Philip said, for their part, grocers can't control the price of lettuce and other produce despite price controls. So, anyway, let me finish. Benneby said, it's crazy, the price of lettuce. And the thing is, they're perishable. What the food stores have to do is, while lettuce is nice and fresh, when they just come in, make sure you have a nice, good, fresh case of lettuce, because if you don't sell within a specified period, which is a very short window, then you have to start reducing them just so that they can sell. Maybe you might recoup your costs, or you might just take a loss on it to avoid having to throw it away because it's so pricey. It's a very complicated thing, and you just have to play it on a day-to-day basis. Benneby continued, the price of lettuce, both the iceberg and the romaine, have increased tremendously all across the U.S. and even in Canada. I think it has something to do with the weather. There are places even in the U.S. where salad has been removed from the menu because of the price. Some stores have cut back tremendously on lettuce, even across the U.S. As a matter of fact, I realized that even though we were selling iceberg lettuce in the $5 to $6 range, it was still cheaper than the U.S. and Canada. Some thing from Canada showed the lettuce was priced at $11.99 for iceberg lettuce. All right. So the cost of food in the region overall has gone up. In the Bahamas, the most recent consumer price index for September showed food and non-alcoholic beverages were up 16% year over year. The Davis administration expanded the price control list to include 38 new categories of food and 14 categories of medicine in an attempt to offset rising inflation. Benneby, who on behalf of the association rallied against the changes, has said they would do little to ease the rising cost of living currently impacting the Bahamas. He said, we can't control those prices. When they come in, the prices are what they are. If you call Sysco, they are some of the big importers of products. You can get a quote from them on items like iceberg lettuce, romaine lettuce, limes, tomatoes, green peppers. Those are things we're seeing price increases on. The price of eggs is like $190 per case. Romaine lettuce is like $125 per case. Iceberg is almost $125 per case, but has 30 heads to the case compared to romaine that has 12 heads to the case. So you do the division and see what you're paying for each item. Phillips said, at this time, all Bahamians and businesses can do is adjust their palates and offerings. Some of the restaurants, he said, instead of using lettuce, they were using spinach. Because the prices have been set, let's say on sandwiches, they've already been set, but because of the high cost, so you would substitute lettuce for kale or spinach. All right. Done told y'all I ain't doing spinach. I'll do some kale. Kale don't hit like romaine, but I'll do kale. Here's my thoughts on this, right? So the issue is not the price control. The issue is we don't produce these things in enough abundance to take care of ourselves. So you could either stop eating it, or we can decide to start growing it. So backyard farms, community gardens, government-sponsored efforts to make these offerings available at a more affordable price to Bahamians. Let's look at what he said, right? He said, if you call Cisco, you can get a quote from them on items like iceberg lettuce. Can we grow that here? Yes. Romaine lettuce. Can we grow that here? Yes. Limes. Can we grow them here? Yes, we can. Tomatoes. Can we grow those here? Yes, we can. Green peppers. Can we grow those here? Yes, we can. Eggs. Can we produce eggs here? Yes, we can. So why are we still? It didn't take advantage of the pandemic. Things opened up and we all got comfortable again. And then we fall back into our old ways. You see? So we got to start looking at real solutions. Okay? We can grow them here and we can grow them organically. I don't know. We can grow them organically. We can grow chickens here. All right. And then you should get some government subsidy. Lang had a chicken farm. We need to subsidize chickens until we can get some critical mass on them. All right. We could get chickens. We could get eggs. All right. We can do it efficiently and not as, I mean, you can't stop from killing chickens, but at least if you get the organic chicken, you could stop from some of the more unseemly things. Did you know, and you're going to be mad that I'm mentioning this, did you know that when you have broiler chickens and then you got the egg-laying chickens, right? The broiler chickens are the big fat ones that we like, right? And then you have egg-laying chickens. Did you know when they have chickens born from the egg-layer breed, the male chickens born from the egg-laying breed, you know what they do with them? They grind them. They put them in a grinder and they grind them into pulp. Little chickens. Now, I don't care about chickens. I'll eat a chicken in a second. I'll look a chicken in the face and kill it and eat it. But I'm saying the organic chicken, you got less crazy going on, right? And then they don't have to pump it full of hormones either. All right. This says, great show as usual. That sounds like they're victimizing you. If they keep this up, you'll not be able to get that 2023 F-250 with the chrome grill and chrome step-up bars. Well, I get one of them, no way. This, I remember in like 2012, the Mexican cartel was messing with the lime supply and we bought lime trees at about $10,000 per tree. We ain't seen the limes yet. We're the limes. Yeah. I remember $1 million of lime trees ordered for agriculture. Yeah. There's no reason we should be importing limes. It makes zero sense. This is one, I've always said that the Bahamas has every law imaginable to combat every single situation there is. The problem in the Bahamas has always been selective enforcement and lack of punishment. This is the land of the free, it seems, and everyone does as they please, whether it's the food stores, BPL, vehicle drivers, financial institutions. Nobody cares about any laws around here. Just road. Yeah, I mean, you can't How silly is it to say that we've expanded the price control list and you said you hired more? Forgive me if I'm misremembering. You expanded the price control list. You said in order to make sure it's going to happen, we've hired more price control inspectors. They've done nothing thus far. Am I wrong about that? They've done nothing up until today because none of them followed the price control laws. And then when people come and tell me that government don't serve no purpose and all these government workers getting paid and the politicians just talking and all, what is it that you wish for me to say to rebut them? There's a national address. The prime minister says, we're doing XYZ. We're hiring more price control inspectors. The minister says, okay, here's the law. We're putting price control, because adding the price control. That's it. The price control laws are in effect, and we're hiring more price control inspectors. And I do remember saying at the time, I don't think they're good. I don't think that happened. Now, I don't know if you did hire the price control inspectors. Pray tell, what have they been doing since October? I'd love to know. Like, what, today you go out and check it? If you don't wish to work, then I know several people who are looking for good, honest work. But you can't just say, we're going to hire price control inspector, and nobody go, it's your job. Isn't that the, and it says it in your job title. Price control inspector. It's pretty self-explanatory. So today, Hakita says, well, I've instructed them to go out. And, you know, I don't put everything on a politician, but I'm going to say this. If you make the public announcement, you got to follow up to make sure it's being adhered to. Because I know how it is. Because I go, oh, everything is the minister, the minister, the minister. And sometimes that's just what it is. You know, I always tell this story. I saw Jeff Lloyd. And he told me, and I was like, oh, what are you doing? Let's, you know, sit down. Let's grab a drink or something, you know. And he was like, no, I got to go. I was like, oh, okay, cool. I got duty calls, you know. He's like, oh, yeah, I got to go. He said, I got to go talk. I got to go to a school. Because the principal called me and told me she's having a problem because the janitress ain't showing up. Because something happened in the janitress' personal life. And y'all ask me why I'll never be a politician. Something happened in personal in the janitress' life. And Jeff got to the janitress. So I'm the minister to school. I got to deal with the janitress' personal life or anyone's personal life. I got to go deal with that. I'm the minister of education. All right. I got 70 plus thousand students to deal with, 4,000 plus teachers, another several thousand faculty. I have to go and make sure that the janitress is showing up for work. That's what I do as minister. So how do you ever expect any progress to be made if we occupy the policymakers' time with that sort of stuff? So I do get it. Everything can be the minister, 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 because a lot of it's ridiculous. Because people do it to me, and I ain't nobody. I don't have no public. I need you to come see what's happening at my me. But if you are a policymaker and you announce a new policy that has legal effect, you got to follow up. And you know, Hakita, you got to make sure to pray. And in a perfect world, you go, all right, I'm the minister. I set the policy. There's a price control department. I did price control. And what, you want me to do what? You want me to go check? You want me to go to supervise you too and do it as a minister? I mean, come on, that's unreasonable. But you do need to make sure that the price control people are doing their job. Beyond, I call you, they following the price control? Yeah, chief, that's straight. Beyond that, right? I don't do that straight. I do to show me, right? I do that. I want to see a log. I want to see what you did. I want to see the work. All right. We have this thing in the Bahamas where if I ask you to see your web, but you think I lying? Man, I lying. Don't come around me. But if who think who lying? I'm responsible to make sure the job gets done. Show me you doing the work or let me find someone who will. You can't announce a policy and don't make sure the policy is in effect. I don't like the policy. I don't think it's a good policy. But I'm not the one who promised it. We got to go to break. We'll be right back.
Holidays are a time for reflection on the year past, reconnecting with family and friends, and indulging in brand new experiences. No matter what your holiday may bring, at Reb, we want to remind you to do it together. Play together. Watch together. Be together. Take time this Christmas to connect with the people and things that really matter. And let Rev take care of home for the holidays. Merry Christmas, Bahamas!
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Here we go. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has stood the test. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. I'm very interested to see how this all plays out in terms of what's going to happen. So just, it's just, I just don't agree that the price control issue is the way to address it. Most people don't understand how price control works to begin with. And most people don't care. Like, most people are like, look, man. Like, I've tried to explain price control, but most people are like, look, son, I just know what I'm paying, okay, at the register. And that is my issue. But the government attempting to fix it by tinkering with price control is just not the solution. Because we import it. Now, you do have places like Goodfellow, et cetera, that are doing that and making nice produce. But, you know, they're selling that produce to like for KSAT. You know, you're right. You got to go out. If you go out there, they'll hook you up. I saw him the other day. I'm supposed to go out there to eat. That was at Life for Key Sunday, that I think, for my brother. Now, you know, when the road choppy out Life for Key, we got to stop. It says, I bought a romaine lettuce Saturday for $15. hurts my heart to say that out loud. And it started withering. So, you know, I'm pissed. Yeah, I'd be pissed too. Just like every other government inspector or regulator in the country, those inspectors ain't checking like that, and nothing will come out of this, just talking to hear themselves talk. It says, LOL, hi, one. If that person pays on time, they need to pay you a commission. That person maybe would have never gotten their bill had you not talked about it. I know, right? I'm with you, real property tax. I got your back. I'll help you. I'll spread your word. You gotta hook it up now. This says they're using personal info for all purposes. Who's their data protection officer? I don't know. Y'all just shooting out emails. With people information in it. And I ain't paying your bill, Papa. I can tell you that. I don't got it. I don't got the 19 G's for you, buddy. You're the one with the $1 million house. You got to scratch that together. This says we have local lettuce. You can text me, by the way, 422-4796, 422-4796. It says we have local lettuce grown via hydroponics or aquaponics. I think that should still be at its regular price, unaffected by whatever's causing this price surge. They got the farmer's market. See, we could think through this, right? They got the farmer's markets. You encouraged your backyard farming, your community gardens, all of them. So let's wander through the hood, right? Forget the hood. Well, no, let's wander through the hood. All right? All these overgrown lots with messed up houses and stuff like that. Why don't we seize them through eminent domain? Because all that is somebody letting that sit there, outside child mad with this one, and the granddaddy leave it for the sweetheart, that's the problem, and I still kill all that since y'all ain't doing nothing with it. And let me seize it, and we start growing community gardens, all right? Not for the vagrants to sleep in, but a community garden that we can all tend to and pick up. See, you know what, like my version of like civilization. So I went and visited my cousin in Montreal a couple years ago for the pandemic. 2019, right before Dorian. And I'm an uncultured savage, right? So I didn't know community work like this. I was walking to the park with my kids and their kids, and I says, beautiful garden. And there were people tending it, like a vegetable garden. Like they had leafy greens, man, and there was some fruit in there. I was seeing vegetables. There wasn't a lot of fruit, but there were vegetables, an apple tree. And I go, and I looked and I see there's bushels of stuff sitting out there, right? And I tell my guy, I say, what's that? He said, it's a community garden. I said, really, how does that work? Who pays for that? He was like, no, the community gets together. There's the government will give space, so the community will have space in a park, like allotted for gardening. And the community, they tend the garden, different people, and they take turns tending the garden, and whatever the garden produces is there for everyone to take. And I say, well, what happens if someone takes all of it? He goes, no, they only take what they need. They come daily. They get some stuff to make their dinner or their food, and then leave the rest for other people. And my mind was blown. But we can do that here. We can grow cassava here easily. We can grow the greens here. You don't have to have hydroponics. Right? We can share. We can help to combat hunger in that manner. And even if you're saying, well, I can't trust just these people that, you know, they ain't there yet. You could say, okay, well, let's have an initiative where that's what urban renewal does. Run the community gardens. Since y'all have an, all here is ban, which is good for kids. But if you want to renew urban areas, you got to put some intentional thought into it. All right. Parks are great, but you could do gardens. You could do X, Y, Z. Stitch communities together. All right. When a community has something that they can share, that they want to protect, they become cohesive. They work together. It brings communities together. All right. But when you have communities that every man for himself and woman for himself, then the sense of community evaporates. And other things take its place, like gang culture and other things, and this. Right. We can think our way through this. We can subsidize. I don't mind spending money to subsidize more food security. Limes, we've been through this more than once. All right. We can grow limes. We can grow onions. We can grow lettuce. We can grow tomatoes. We can grow chickens or raise chickens. This says, one, the seating at Queen Victoria statue was sold out a little bit after 3 p.m. on Saturday. I had to get tickets across the street. Sorry for Apple users. Yeah, and it wasn't working on the iPhone, but it's working now on the iPhone. So they say, but I just went to the store. And you got to carry cash. So, which is weird to me, but okay. Isn't that weird? Is it me who's weird with that? So there's no physical ticket. All right. You book it electronically. They send it to you electronically. And it's all done digitally, but you got to pay cash. There's a disconnect there somewhere to me. All right. I don't get it. But that's just me. I'm not that smart. Okay. Where do you go to train to be a price control inspector? Yep. I have no idea. I don't know that there's some intense level of... I could be wrong. There may be a very, you know, deep dive into price control inspection that I'm unaware of. But essentially, here's the list. Go check the stores is what I when it ultimately boils down to. This says, these people are jokey bad. I see why KB made that song, Jokey Leaders. Says, good afternoon. I thought the strawberries were duty free. How is it certain food stores have strawberries for almost $12? That's crazy. It don't matter if it's duty free. If you don't grow it, you can pay what it costs. That's it. That's it. If it was duty free, VAT free, none of it, all of that, you're going to pay for what it costs, what they're selling it for in the US mainly. And then you're going to pay whatever added costs are on shipping or whatever, considering that you don't think anyone should make a profit off it and it should just be for only you, right? Only you should prosper. All right, not the shipping company. They exist for you. They're rich. They've made enough money already. Continue operating. I don't care what your overhead is. Only me should matter. Not who brought it here. Not who grew it. Not how it got here. Not nothing. None of that. Right. So considering nobody should make a profit on it, the government should collect no taxes on it. Right. Because you think that the government's collecting enough tax already. Fair enough. You're still going to pay for whatever it costs to grow it, package it to you. If nobody makes a dime off of it, you're still going to have to pay. So you can't just dream things into existence. I'm going to tighten the price control margin, and that's going to somehow mean that it's going to dampen the natural effect of inflation, supply, and demand. It just doesn't work. You don't want retailers to go crazy on you. But price controls aren't set in place to just make sure the price never goes up. If the price is going up, the price is going up. Like how much the price of vehicles went up. All right. This, hold on. I lost my place here. Anyway, whatever. Okay. So let's talk about that I did see. That I wanted to actually, I want to go over what the retailer said because this is important. All right. Because if we see, I imagine everyone was happy and we spoil their vibe. It's what I imagined occurred. So so I'm the government, right? And I announce, hey, I'm gonna have price controls. Expand the list. All right. Grocery store goes, We don't like that. We don't think you should do that. And the government goes, well, you tell me what you think should be done, can be done, because we want to do something. And you send a proposal to the government, and the government ignores you. And the government says, well, the list is, it is what it is. You got to pay. You got to change the prices. And the grocers go, sure, sure, sure thing, friend. We're gonna get right on that directly, right? And they go, okay, great. And you go, I'm gonna hire more price control inspectors. All right, great. And then I'm gonna go to Parliament and I'm gonna say, work with me, man. We all gotta share the cost. Not that that's how it works, but we all gotta share the burden. All right. And so, I don't know if they hired price control inspectors. That's possible. But price control does nothing. The grocery stores do nothing. And the government doesn't check. Let me do some text messages. It says, McCartney, your head can't be good. You want government to take what belongs to you. Buy it, yes. Then they can enforce it. I'm sorry. Let's rewind here. So the government does from people? I'm fairly certain that the government just took land on Village Road. They were sued over it, and the courts ruled in the government's favor. The government just took land on Village Road to expand the road. The government takes land all the time in the public good. If, because you and your dead father's sweetheart, second child, have a wife, your property is in violation of the law insofar as it is overgrown, it is dilapidated, you seek to do no improvement to it, and it is a detriment to our community, then yes, the government should take it from you. If you have a building on Bay Street and it's empty and it's become a haven for drug addicts, like a certain building I could name you this very moment that is owned by wealthy people, then yes, the government should take it from you. You are not a good steward of property. It is a detriment to the neighborhood. If you own a hotel, let's say, opposite Potter's Key Dock exit, for instance, and day in and day out, people are going in there doing drugs, it has caused a flood of rodents, and more than one body has been found in it, then yes, the government should take that property from you. So my head's perfectly good. If you are not keeping track of your property and it's a detriment to the community and somebody's moved away, let me tell you how stupid this all is, right? So I know a person who grew up in a house in Bainetown, okay? The house wasn't, let me see if I got the story right. The house wasn't in their father's name because it was Crown Grant. And if I recall correctly, it was a Crown Grant. And the eldest child, this is before they changed the laws, the eldest child moved to America. This is a couple of generations ago. The eldest child moved to America, but the second eldest brother stayed in the house in Bainetown, raised his family there, died, never had title to the house. The eldest brother in the States died. You know who owns the house in Bainetown now? Americans whose father was from the Bahamas, who don't come to the Bahamas. The property's in disrepair, it's dilapidated. The person's childhood home is overgrown. It is now overrun with vagrants, rodents, etc. Because the Americans have no interest in upkeeping it or even selling it because, hey, we own property in the Bahamas. Yes, the government should take it from you. Says my father got a light bill for $7,000. What? For 2 months in Exuma for a little restaurant. I couldn't be y'all prime minister. Y'all can cry. I can tell you that. We can have some order around here and some sense. This says, is the carnival under price control? The Christmas carnival? No. Why would it be? It says, one, I went and did my end of year physical and got a slight bad news. I need to improve my diet. I ate a balanced meal on time, but when I went to the shop with $50 in my pocket just to buy romaine lettuce and tomatoes, some other produce, my head spinned when I saw the prices. I guess I have to eat day-old noodles. No, I mean, you got to change your palate. You dig? Now, tomatoes ain't that bad from what I was looking at. You could try to get some kale. You could go to the farmer's market on the weekend and get some stuff that'll last you a week, right? You could eat some stuff that's good for you. You don't want to go too starchy. You need leafy veggies, right? You just got to change your palate. Romaine ain't on my shopping list right now. My wife probably. It says, when they seize all that property on Bay Street, between East Street and the bridge for a community garden, they can seize my granddaddy property. I'll give them the key. I'm with you. I'd take all that. Oh, McCartney, what? I'm saying something in the world. And right here, in fact. I know a man who went to court. BPL ran a line straight through his property. And he sued, and all the court said, my brother, your personal interests don't outweigh the public good of what BPL is doing. They could give you fair market value for it. But the government constitutionally has a right to seize property in the public interest. Now, if I live in on my property and upkeeping my property and doing sense with my property, leave me alone. But all that we have around here is only through a lack of political will. Because as soon as I touch your property, oh, my granddaddy used to cook sauce for the PLP and da 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 da. And I know your godfather and all that. Man, look, we progressing or we just can spin our wheels around here because we got these random connections. It says, nice idea, but community gardens depend on the community. They have to have a singular mindset to produce together and harvest together. Most times it will likely get into a handful, doing awful, swiping all the produce in the middle of the night and selling it on the side of the road. Have to get CCTV for that to work. Yeah, I agree. You know, if the government did have the political will to do certain things, because they clearly have the political will to set price control. And I'm not talking about the Davis administration. I'm talking about the government of the Bahamas, right? Because I'm sitting here looking at downtown. And it's just been getting worse and worse and worse since I've been a child. I don't know how we sit around it. I don't know how y'all used to go to cabinet and look around and think that makes sense. And I know
make a call, please.
Funny, all black up yesterday.
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday.
So what you think we should do? I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I land up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. Minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix-up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you saying.
So what we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
One in every four people in the Bahamas face some level of food insecurity. Through our annual Feed 5000 program, AML Foods remains steadfast in our commitment to help those struggling with hunger and will donate 5,000 to provide holiday meals to families this Christmas. But we need your help. From November 14th to December 19th, show your support and donate at the register at any Solomon's, Costrite, Solomon's Fresh Market, Exuma Markets, or Domino's locations in New Providence, Grand Bahama, and Exuma. Together, let's put an end to hunger.
The holidays are a time for reflection on the year past, reconnecting with family and indulging in brand new experiences. No matter what your holiday may bring, at Reb, we want to remind you to do it together. Play together. Watch together. Be together. Take time this Christmas to connect with the people and things that really matter. And let Rev take care of home for the holidays. Merry Christmas, Bahamas!
You do coffee your way.
Double shot decaf cappuccino.
Light roast Colombian no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch.
For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Burger King wants you to ride into the holidays in style with a brand new 2022 BYD Han all-electric sedan from Easy Car Sales. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just upgrade your favorite combo for one ticket or double your chances with a King Combo or triple your chance to win with the purchase of a BK Family Deal. It's electric at Burger King this holiday where you get the chance to win a 2022 BYD Han EV sedan when you upgrade your combo at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I
used to think of the bank as my purse machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Okay, class, let's begin today's history lesson. Ancient civilization used to visit stadiums to watch musicians perform. It was called a live concert.
Teacher, what year was that?
Researchers believe it was around 2019. Normal life feels like a long time ago. As things return to normal, remember, it is essential to be fully immunized against all vaccine-preventable diseases like COVID-19, rubella, polio, hepatitis, mumps, and influenza. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Canada, and the United States of America.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
off too fast. Anyway, we got to go. You guys take care out there. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day, Bahamas.